Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Recent public land board decision regarding new board member on the commissioner's agenda for today. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The agenda for the Campbell County Commissioner's meeting today was amended to include a discussion about the special meeting of the Campbell County Public Land Board last Friday, where the fate of one of the newest board members was considered. The commissioners recently appointed three new members to the land board, including Brian Norstegard, Jerry Means, and Mark Doerr, whose terms will expire in July 2026. Thursday, July 6th was the first regular meeting as new board members. During that meeting, they selected the new chair, Chuck Land, with some opposition from Doerr. Doerr suggested he didn't think Land was the right choice for chair and intended to vote against the nomination. Despite Doerr's objection, Land was elected chair. Just days after the regular meeting, Land called for a special meeting, including an executive session to discuss, quote, personnel for Wednesday, July 12th at 6 p.m. At the meeting, Camplex Executive Director Aaron Lyles expressed his concerns about recent discussions between him and Doerr regarding his position at Camplex. Lyles also said he believed Doerr violated the land board policies after speaking to a reporter following the general meeting the previous week. Doerr said he believes that the statements made by Lyles were taken out of context. A second special meeting was called to follow up on the discussion on Friday, July 14th, where the board voted on whether or not to ask the commissioners for Doerr's removal. In a 4-3 vote, the motion passed to bring forward the request to the Board of Commissioners. Doerr presented a document to the chairman of the board during the meeting outlining the violations he believes has been made by the chair and or the executive director. It stated Doerr had asked Lyles to provide all documents needed to be familiar with as a board member, advise him about a policy manual, and be provided with a copy of it. Doerr said he did receive a binder with information about the joint powers agreement, bylaws, and lease and operating policies, but no policy manual was included in the information he received. The county commissioners will discuss the decision made during the land board special meeting today at their regular meeting in commission chambers at the Campbell County Courthouse. The discussion is slated for 11:15 a.m. First major hailstorm of the season produces golf ball size hail around parts of Gillette. Monday evening, a thunderstorm system moved through parts of Gillette and Campbell County. Around 5 p.m. last night, the National Weather Service received reports of golf ball size hail 6 miles southeast of downtown Gillette, causing broken windows and damaging siding. The largest hail reported during the thunderstorm was around 3 inches, just 8 miles north of Gillette. Around Wright, Wyoming, winds of around 50 miles per hour were reported, with some gusts up to almost 60 miles per hour. Along with the hail and the wind, some areas reported around 0.5 inch of rain, with around 0.75 inch of rain reported near Rosette. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.